It's Wednesday, May 27th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is your daily coronavirus update. The economy is slowly starting to come back, and hopefully the worst of the shutdown is over. For the first time since forced shutdowns began in March, spending on hotels, restaurants, and airlines are picking up. While there is some uncertainty going forward with high unemployment and consumer spending, we are hoping that we have hit peak economic loss. Harriet Torrey, economics reporter for the Wall Street Journal, joins us for more. Thanks for joining us, Harriet.
Hi.
I wanted to talk about the economy this past weekend. It just seemed like everybody was really starting to try to get back to normal. As we've been going through this coronavirus pandemic, the first thing we were looking for was hitting that peak of number of cases. Now it seems like we're hitting that peak as far as peak economic damage, those peak economic losses, and things are starting to reopen. It seems like we're starting to get a little bit of good news on that front, although we are still expecting some type of slow recovery to get back to the way we were. So, Harriet, tell us a little bit about it. What are we seeing as good indicators right now?
The official data that we get from the U.S. government, we get it with a lag of sort of 4 to 6 weeks. So we don't have anything really much yet to say that we've seen that's official from April and May. However, we get a lot of real-time indicators from sort of private companies and things like that. And that is suggesting that things probably bottomed out in the middle of April. And on the consumer side, early May, we had Mother's Day, which is a big spending event. And then, of course, just this past weekend was Memorial Day. And we really see some suggestions that things are beginning to pick up after bottoming out. So, for instance, we can see diners at restaurants, and there's been a slight uptick in that. The number of people traveling through TSA airport checkpoints also picking up. But it is worth bearing in mind that these numbers are still kind of 80 to 90% below what they were this time a year ago.
But the point is that they're not declining anymore. They're at least remaining stable, or we're getting back to it again. One of the interesting ones that you mentioned in your piece too, is that people are applying to open new businesses. That was one that I would not have expected to see so quickly.
You know, economists say that often economic downturns produce innovation. Unproductive firms die off and new ideas come to fruition, which it is amazing that we're seeing that already. So just more broadly, it does seem like some of the bloodletting has stopped and that things are picking up. But of course, it is early days. And what economists say when looking at this data is that any sign of a pickup is contingent on there not being a second wave of outbreaks. Right. Because if there are fresh outbreaks and we have to go into lockdown again, that would be potentially really bad for the economy.
One of the industries that you focused on in your piece was the shipping industry as a point that it illustrating this kind of come back the best, at least. Explain that a little bit.
This is just a sign that things are starting to get moving again. So we have some indicators on the trucking spot market, and these have been picking up for 4 straight weeks. People are just moving more stuff around. Freight is getting underway again. Again, we had some companies that said that things were very slow at the start of April, but demand has remained fairly steady since then, which is another sign that hopefully the worst is behind us.
One of the other interesting points was the real estate industry. A lot of the conversation was saying, why aren't home prices going down? Although insurance rates were probably going really low, all-time lows and all that, and attracting a lot of first-time buyers, the housing prices weren't necessarily dropping down. But we're starting to see some good activity there as well.
Yeah, we're just beginning to see suggestions that people are feeling more comfortable going out and looking for a new home. And part of this could be pent-up demand. You know, we had essentially from the middle of March, everything was in lockdown. And traditionally, the spring is usually the hot time for the housing market. That didn't happen this year. There are signs of pent-up demand and people beginning to do more searches, beginning to look for a new place to live. And it was interesting because some of the people I spoke to for the story said that there are potentially two reasons for that. One is that mortgage rates are very, very low. So borrowing costs are low. You can get a good deal on a mortgage. But the other thing is we've been spending so much time at home during this coronavirus lockdown that people are really beginning to see their home as a potential space, not just for living and sleeping, but for working every day. And so people are looking for a nice place to call home. They feel like they need perhaps a home office or maybe a home gym or a yard, because the coronavirus pandemic and the fact that everyone's had to be at home has made everyone kind of think more about what they want from a home.
I 100% fall into that category. I was already looking for something before this hit. Obviously, everything got put on pause, but I have a tiny apartment right now and really no space for a home office. So now I am looking forward to getting something with that type of capability. So definitely fall into that category. So we are getting some good indicators, some good real-time data. We have to wait for some official numbers for a little bit longer, but there is still a lot of uncertainty. I know that the recovery still will be kind of slow. It's not going to bounce back as a lot of people would hope. And consumer spending is a big part of that. Talk to me about that and also about unemployment, because that seems like it will linger a long time and people need to get back to work before they can really start spending again.
Yes, and these two things kind of go hand in hand, because consumer spending really drives the U.S. economy. And in order for consumers to feel comfortable spending, one of the things that they need is income, so having a job. I mean, people are getting expanded unemployment benefits, but that doesn't compensate for getting a regular paycheck. And the hit to the labor market has been absolutely enormous. It's without modern precedent. We've had nearly 40 million people apply for first-time unemployment benefits in the past couple of months. So the reason why economists are talking about potentially a slow recovery is because they are worried that some of the jobs that were lost as a result of the coronavirus pandemic shutdowns won't be recovered, that they will be lost permanently because many businesses are going to struggle to reopen, restaurants and et cetera, retailers. So it's kind of like the two things are going to have to go hand in hand. So the things that will have to happen first and foremost, economists say, is for the economy to recover, we need to get over the pandemic. That, you know, the healthcare situation is really important. So we either need a vaccine or the number of new infections needs to go down enough that people feel safe venturing out of their houses and, for instance, going back to malls and restaurants and going out and spending again. That in turn, once people start to feel comfortable venturing out, that should hopefully prompt hiring. You know, for instance, instead of just a business owner doing everything him or herself behind the counter, perhaps that person will need to staff up, hire a few more staff to meet demand at their store or their restaurant as business starts to come back. But this could be a slow process. So that's kind of the concern for economists, that we fell into a hole very quickly and it could take longer to climb back out of this hole.
I know everybody is ready for the comeback. Hopefully we can get the health side of it situated quickly and we can get back to as normal as possible as it was before. Harriet Torrey, economics reporter at the Wall Street Journal, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks so much.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been your Daily Coronavirus Update. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.